Thank you. Yeah, you know, we've been making small changes week by week, just trying to get the thing running. And it's getting closer. I think it's still got some more speed in it, but ran well tonight, and we're extremely happy with our run.
Next week you come back. Probably going to be the first time somebody wins a feature, and then the next week comes back and gets to start the race out in the lead. What do you do? Do you even touch the car from this point?
Well, we have to because we had to pull the pan and stuff off for tech, but we'll go home and take care of our oil pan situation, get everything buttoned up in the motor department, and just go through the car with a fine-tooth comb, clean it, nut and bolt it, maybe even make some more changes spring-wise. The car could still use it, and we'll come back next week and see where we go from there.
Any close calls tonight? Granted, you led most of the thing anyway.
Yeah, lap 19, I think they said, but it was about the halfway point. I got extremely loose on a restart coming off of four, and luckily we got her straightened out, and it was smooth sailing from there.
No problems taking the lead?
No. I mean, something happened with Jeremy on a restart, and he pushed up and kind of gave me the bottom, so I was able to capitalize on that situation.
And lap traffic wasn't too bad either tonight.
No, luckily every time we came up to get into the lap traffic, caution come out, so we didn't really have to deal with that, and I'm thankful for that, too.
All right, and this is your first one. What's that like?
It hasn't really hit me yet. I'm hoping I'll know by tomorrow. It's just overbearing, I guess. But it's exciting.
Finally, who'd you like to thank?
I got to thank my boss, Joe Hawksby, Brian Sweeney, Ray Hedger, my parents. I got to thank Menor Ambulance, Labatt Blue Light, Klein Steel, Hahn Welding Supply, All Pro Tree Service, Hawk Junior Performance, El Romano Rifle Company, Scientific Tool, Just Donuts, and Napa Fulton.